For the 39th episode of the Career Planning Show, I had the privilege of interviewing Tim Andrada, manager at the Downtown Toronto office of Right at Home Realty. Tim has been in the real estate industry for over 15 years, the last 8 of which have been with Right at Home, the largest independent real estate brokerage in Canada. Connect with Tim Andrada via LinkedIn or reach out to Right at Home's Downtown Toronto office. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Career Planning Show. Our guest today is Tim Andrada, who is the manager at the Right at Home Downtown Toronto office. How are you, Tim?
I'm good, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. I'm honored that you've invited me over to your podcast.
Awesome. Well, it's good to have happen in person as well. Now, Tim, would you be able to take us back in time and share a little bit about your journey from earlier on in your career up until this point?
Okay. So I started my real estate career back when I was about 15 years old. It started off as a part-time job at a small real estate brokerage. I was an administrator part-time. And from there, I developed a love for real estate, essentially. Right. And so I knew that real estate was my career path, and that's something that I wanted to get into. However, my parents definitely wanted me to go to college, obviously. You know, what they said was, while it could be a great career, it could be hard to start off, and it's not stable. There's no stable salary. You know, you really have to work, and it may take a while for you to get your feet off the ground. So they wanted me to go to college to have something to fall back on.
Yeah.
So went to college for a little bit, took a course in a paralegal course, but I knew that it wasn't right for me. So I decided not to continue and really invest in my career in real estate, because I wanted something that I loved doing, essentially. And so from there, I really wanted to gain as much experience as possible. And so what I did was I started from the bottom to the top, from admin to deal processor to being an unlicensed assistant to a realtor, to being a licensed assistant to a realtor, to being a sales representative myself, and then essentially becoming a assistant manager by gaining all that experience and, you know, climbing my way up the corporate ladder.
That's great. And
that's essentially what got me to where I am today.
All right. So how long has it been that you've been acting as a manager for the Downtown Toronto office here for Right at Home?
So I started at the Downtown Toronto branch February 2020, okay, right before the pandemic hit. So it was a very interesting transition for me. I actually started off with our Don Mills branch as an assistant manager. I was there from 2014 up until 2020, essentially. And then, so we opened this branch up, I believe it was October 2019. I took over February 2020. A month later, we shut down. So it was very unknown at the time, but you know, technology does, it's caught up to us for sure. And we definitely utilize it to our convenience. And so it was actually pretty okay.
That sounds good. Now, is there one lesson that someone might take away from the career trajectory that you've had so far? To me, I know I've held quite a few different roles in different environments, but you've been highly focused on, on a specific industry, on a specific kind of career trajectory. Is there a thought, a lesson that someone can take away from the way you've been able to progress in one specific environment?
What I would say is, if you want to be successful in anything, you have to put 100% of your focus into it. I know a lot of realtors, or not even realtors, but in any profession, you know, they have two professions. And while I've seen people be successful in that, it may take a little longer if you're dividing your focus. And so, you know, I always understood that growing up, watching my parents, watching, you know, other figures that I admired. And that's the advice that they gave me, is if you really want to succeed in something, you have to put 100% of everything you have to concentrate on that to be able to improve, grow, and succeed.
That's wise advice. Tim, if we think about the kind of work that is done out of right at home, downtown Toronto office, where you know, the brokerage helps buyers, sellers, people who are looking to rent, you know, landlords who are looking to lease out their properties. Are there certain things that you've seen that someone who is looking for their next home should perhaps consider in their decision-making process, whether it has to do with how they decide to choose a real estate agent that would be a good fit for them?
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps even, are there certain things that they should watch out for when they are seeking the right home for them? And that's whether it's a rental or a purchase.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say for anyone that's looking to buy, sell, or lease, when you're interviewing agents, I would always say, number one, ask what their process is from beginning to end. Because when an agent has a process, that means they're organized, that means they're professional, and that means they will clearly communicate each and every step of this process so that the deal or the transaction is as smooth as possible, kind of thing. The other thing to do is maybe ask. You know, I know that not a lot of deals are very easy to do. Sometimes we experience hiccups or speed bumps along the on the road to closing. What is it that the agent can do? How do you react to certain setbacks on a deal? And how do we fix it? Can you give examples of that?
Mm-hmm.
And the type of service that they offer. What I would look for if I was a buyer or seller or renter is someone that's very customer oriented, someone that puts their client first and looks out for the best interest of their client and not just looking to get paid.
All right. Well, following up on that, mm-hmm. how does someone identify whether a real estate agent who says that they are customer-centric is actually customer-centric before they end up committing to that particular engagement by signing a buyer representation agreement or a seller representation agreement? How can you distinguish between someone who is talking the talk versus someone who's actually walking it?
So I would say when you're interviewing an agent, it's a lot like a job interview, really. You're choosing the right person to hire to be able to best suit your needs, kind of thing, right? And so with that, I know a lot of professional agents will have testimonials from their past clients. A lot of the times you can Google the real estate agent and find out if they have any good testimonials, bad testimonials. What I've also experienced with testimonials is it's good to have good and bad testimonials because we know that these testimonials are real.
Mm-hmm.
If an agent has maybe only three testimonials and they're all 5-star, you know, I've heard of a lot of clients say, you know, it doesn't seem real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're looking for someone that's maybe 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can't all have great transactions.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
mm-hmm.
there's usually hiccups in the road every
mm-hmm.
now and then, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'll get a bad review. And that's when I know that these testimonials are real.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I guess a testimonial is kind of like a job reference.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's really good to know. If you're thinking about someone who maybe is listening to this conversation right now
mm-hmm.
and is reflecting on their career choices, which a lot of people have been reflecting on
mm-hmm.
their careers over the last couple of years, and some of them have already made changes in their careers.
Mm-hmm.
Others are thinking of making a change. Why would someone look to join the real estate space by becoming a licensed real estate agent? And what are some of the things that maybe they can expect to face as they start growing their career as a real estate agent?
Absolutely. So before getting into real estate, I have to first say that it's a lot of hard work. That's for sure. I mean, you know it, I know it, a lot of realtors know it, kind of thing. The thing that I see quite commonly, and these are the people that fall off after a year or two, are people that think that real estate is easy money, that you know, anyone can do it. They don't necessarily know the processes behind what goes on, what realtors really do behind the scenes. A lot of realtors, and even clients sometimes, don't see what the realtors do behind the scenes. And so number one, I'm going to say it's not an easy job. If you're looking to get into real estate, you know, to make quick money or to get rich quick, that's definitely not the the road that I would take, number one. With every job comes its pros and cons, obviously. Mm-hmm. As a realtor, you know, you are your own boss. You are your own business. You can have as much business or as little business as you'd like, depending on how much work you put into it. You make your own schedule, obviously. You meet different people from different walks of life. So, you know, those are some of the pros in joining real estate. Obviously, some of the cons are, you know, again, those bumps in the road. A lot of people that want to get into the industry have to understand that part of the job is being that step down transformer. So what power plants have is a step down transformer, where, you know, there's this big amount of energy that comes in and it's transferred into the step down transformer so it can distribute it to the households without, you know, damaging or exploding the energy pipeline, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And that's what, I think that's what's important in customer service and being a good realtor, is really being that step down transformer. Once something goes wrong in a deal, the client will go to the realtor first and foremost, and they begin to panic. And a lot of the times I do see realtors absorb that energy and then they panic as well. Right. And so our job here, again, customer service and best interest, is really to put the situation in perspective, let them know these are our options, whether they're good or bad. You know, we have to be as transparent as possible and, you know, calm down the client and do our best to remedy the situation. Mm.
That's great. Thank you so much. That's really helpful. As you're thinking about right at home itself, why would someone choose to join Right at Home Realty if they do go on the real estate career path? Why would they join Right at Home Realty as opposed to any other brokerage that is now in the Greater Toronto area, just expanded to Ottawa, continuing to grow in other parts of Ontario? Why would they join Right at Home Realty specifically?
I would say there are a few reasons. Number one, the value that we offer to our realtors. So just like any other brokerage, we offer support. We offer amazing education. We have mentorship programs. We have top teams that our realtors can join, or vice versa. If we ever a realtor gets to that point, that's something that we can help facilitate for the agent to find team members within the brokerage. We don't have commission splits. It's a flat fee. So instead of paying a commission split to a brokerage that pretty much offers the same services, why pay that large commission split, mm-hmm. instead of paying a flat fee and, mm-hmm. investing more into your business? You can put it towards, mm-hmm. your marketing. You can put it towards whatever it may be, mm-hmm. into your business. Mm-hmm. The culture that we have. You know, I understand that real estate can be a lonely industry at times because you are an independent contractor. And while our realtors are in friendly competition with each other, what I find with our particular branch culture is that our realtors are friendly and are willing to help each other out, mm-hmm. as opposed, mm-hmm. to, you know, other environments where it's too competitive, mm-hmm. and no one wants to help each other out. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Jim. This was really insightful. How can someone reach out to you, connect with you, if they have any additional questions about Right at Home in general or this Toronto downtown branch specifically?
Well, I mean, I do miss seeing people. You know, I think that since COVID, a lot of people are used to working from home. So by all means, they can stop by in person. Our address is 11 Capriole Court. We're located on Spadina in front. They can always email us. My email is tima@rightathomerealty.com. They can always call the branch, 416-383-9525, or even go to our company website, rightathomerealty.com.
Great. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Alex. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Career Planning Show. Visit rashcanu.com, that's RASCANU.com, to subscribe to my free newsletter, find free events that you can attend in the Toronto area, and to connect with me, Alex Rashcanu.